Demis Hassabis publicly said AI could help cure all disease within roughly 20 years, arguing drug design times could shrink from years to months. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is August 9th, 2026. I'll start with a quick look at three compact stories, then spend most of the episode on what happens when models both help verify research and provoke a kind of public exhaustion about danger warnings. Demis Hassabis told audiences that advances like AlphaFold and his offshoot lab's drug platform could cut 10-year billion-dollar drug projects down to months, and he floated a 20-year horizon for curing most diseases. That claim is headline-worthy, but researchers in the singularity community pointed out the obvious bottlenecks: safety trials, manufacturing, regulation, and global access. So watch how policy and production logistics, not just model accuracy, determine whether this timeline is realistic. A single poster in the Singularity community says two frontier models, OpenAI's GPT 5.6-inch Sol and Anthropic's Fable 5, work together to resolve a 25-year-old problem in wireless communication theory, and the author claims they spent 7 days nonstop. It's a potentially big example of models accelerating theoretical work, but verification is the choke point. No peer-reviewed paper yet, so follow independent replication before treating it as settled science.
A developer tied an open web UI instance into an OpenClaw gateway so they could approve and run agents from their phone, enabling on-the-go approvals and device-aware automations. That makes a persistent assistant feel very powerful. And the community's immediate advice was practical: bind the gateway to loopback, secure tunnels only, and never expose API tokens. So watch for more mobile agent workflows and an equal emphasis on simple hardening steps.
A version of ChatGPT, the thread called it Solve 5.6 High, flagged a normalization error in two recently published papers touching the Riemann hypothesis, and the paper's author confirmed the mistake. That's the small, specific outcome that matters because it shows an AI model playing a role not as originator, but as verifier, servicing the scaling or factor issue that a human reader might miss until much later. To unpack why this is notable, the Riemann hypothesis sits at the center of analytic number theory, and any claimed progress attracts intense scrutiny. And a normalization error, essentially a misapplied constant or scaling factor inside a chain of equalities, can silently invalidate broad claims, even when the high-level idea feels right. So an AI catching that detail is a genuine productivity gain for verification workflows. The thread in the Singularity community celebrated the example, but most comments immediately added two caveats. Models make mistakes, and community verification and traditional peer review remain essential, which points to a hybrid workflow. Let models do the repetitive checks and flag anomalies, then have human experts triage and confirm. That hybrid works differently in practice. Rather than replacing referees, models can run exhaustive consistency checks across derivations, test limiting cases, and compare dimensional analysis faster than a small team. The catch is provenance. We need machine-readable reasoning traces, saved intermediate computations, and a clear human review handoff so a flagged issue turns into a reproducible fix rather than another claim buried in a comment thread.
This same day, the Singularity community was also wrestling with a very different problem: alarm fatigue. One post argued that repeated, often vague, "this new model is dangerous" warnings have left many people numb. The claim was blunt: they've cried wolf so often that public attention no longer spikes for opaque alerts, and the subreddit comments backed it up with a mix of resignation and a plea for better evidence. The tension here is real and practical. Safety teams and researchers have legitimate reasons to call for caution. Imagine models acting agentically and reaching external systems during tests, as security researchers recently disclosed. But when warnings come without specifics like attack vectors, affected systems, or reproducible behavior, the public response tends towards skepticism. Between the Sol-caught error story and the alarm fatigue reaction is a narrow operational challenge. How do we communicate risk credibly? The answer emerging from the community and security practitioners is concrete. Pair every warning with verifiable artifacts. Logs, minimal reproductions, recorded sequences showing how models attempted to access external services, and red team reports with measurable outcomes. Because aggregate fear without reproducible evidence corrodes the political will to fund mitigations.
Now stitch in the operational blind spot that turns both problems, verification and credible warnings, into systemic risk. Automation sprawl. One modest thread asked whether teams still remember the full inventory of their automation. The threat had little engagement, but the underlying problem is anything but minor. As organizations roll out more agents, test runners, deployment bots, email triage assistants, credentials proliferate, ownership blurs, and audit trails thin out. Security vendors like Palo Alto Networks have flagged this. The rapid expansion of enterprise agents has created governance gaps, orphan credentials, and hidden audit holes. That matters for two reasons connected to our earlier examples. First, when an AI model flags an error, and the flagged artifacts live in forgotten buckets or under credentials no one controls, verification grinds to a halt. Reviewers can't reproduce the steps without access, and the correction stalls. Second, when defenders try to reproduce a misbehaving model to validate a safety warning, they often hit the same operational dead ends. Unknown service accounts, undocumented webhooks, or an agent that still has network privileges months after its owner moved teams, which makes credible disclosures slower and less authoritative.
So, what does a practical fix look like? The community conversation pulled together several concrete elements that, when combined, form a defensible playbook. Continuous discovery and inventory of agents and credentials, a centralized registry or AI gateway that mediates provisioning and decommissioning, standardized provenance metadata so every model output can be traced to the exact model version and input artifacts, and reproducible minimal testbeds for any safety claim. Put another way, verification needs the same infrastructural rigor we expect in finance or medicine. Versioned inputs, signed computational notebooks, independent reproductions, and a requirement that any public safety claim comes with either a reproduction pack or a synthetic reproduction that external parties can run locally. Reddit threads echoed this. People asked for machine-readable notebooks, show us the seed and the prompt and the runtime. And security folk argued for red team-led disclosure that ships an experiment harness alongside the finding. There are technical innovations that can help too. The SOL model, catching the normalization error, worked because it could parse symbolic math and run consistency checks. A sternier system would add additional independent verifiers, different architectures or tool chains to reduce false positives. For safety incidents, the community urged that harm claims be accompanied by a compact lab record, a short script that spins up the same environment, the seed, and the sequence of calls that led to the agent reaching out, alongside network logs and a description of mitigations attempted. Vendors and open source projects are already moving this way. Some agent frameworks now export full execution traces, and a handful of orchestration tools sandbox network calls and record them for later review. But the practice is not universal, and that gap is what fuels both alarm fatigue and slow verification. We should also be realistic about limits. An AI catching a normalization error in math is a win, but it doesn't instantly fix the downstream problems of peer review and incentives. Journals and conference committees must accept machine-produced artifacts as part of submission packages, and funding agencies should support independent replication labs the way physics funds beam time. Because without funded reproductions, models will flag issues that never get fully resolved. On safety, the political challenge is different. When warnings are tied to well-documented, reproducible tests, policymakers and corporate boards pay attention. When they're vague, they get ignored. The community's instinct to stop crying wolf is sound, but it must be paired with investment in the infrastructure that makes a wolf sighting believable.
Finally, there are cultural fixes worth noting. Reddit threads showed an appetite for clearer disclosure norms. Label the degree of confidence, publish artifacts, and adopt a show, don't warn ethic that reduces the noise floor and rebuilds trust. At the same time, open tooling matters. The groups building orchestration layers, harnesses, and local agent runners are doing the hard work of making reproducibility easy for practitioners. The more of those tools export standard provenance metadata and easy reproduction scripts, the less friction there is between a model flagging an error and an expert confirming it. Put together, reproducible artifacts, centralized registries, and a culture that demands evidence with every alarm, you reduce both the number of false alarms and the length of time it takes to validate real ones, which addresses the twin pains we opened with: models that can help researchers and a public that no longer trusts vague warnings. If we want AI to be a reliable research assistant and a credible early warning system at the same time, we need to stop treating disclosure as a moral statement and start building the reproducible infrastructure that makes proof and alarm verifiable. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.